In everything that we do, because of how much work it can often feel incredibly thankless, particularly when you're praying for the souls in purgatory, because we don't see them, we don't know them, we don't even know if they're receiving our prayers, but we do in faith. And so sometimes in doing all this work, you can think, am I even helping them? Is Jesus even moved? He is. To the highest level, in fact, not just he is, but to the highest degree. Today, we're going to hear from none other than Luisa Picaretta. Thank you for the Danish viewer that sent me this email. All of the viewers of this channel are amazing, but especially when I get those from other countries, it moves my heart in a particular way. By the way, I'm formally inviting you, formally inviting you, Daniel O'Connor, come and teach us about Luisa Picaretta. In fact, I refuse to learn from anyone else unless you come and teach me. I see that you were spoofed by another YouTuber that, as you put it, that shall remain nameless. Your invitation is extended here throughout eternity. Come and teach. Tell us who this woman is. And now let's get right into it. In the Book of Heaven, Volume 4, January 16th, 1901, Jesus Christ explains to her the order of charity. The charity most acceptable to me is towards those who are closest to me. And those who are closest to me are the purging souls, because they are confirmed in my grace and there is no opposition between my will and theirs. They live continuously in me, they ardently love me, and I am forced to see them suffer within myself, impotent to give themselves the slightest relief on their own. Oh, how tortured my heart is by the position of these souls, because they are not far away, but close to me, not only close, but inside of me. And how pleasing to my heart one who interests himself with them. Suppose you had a mother or sister who lived with you in a state of sorrow, incapable of helping themselves on their own, and then someone else, foreign, who lived outside of your house, also in a state of sorrows, but capable of helping himself by himself, would you not be more pleased if someone occupied himself with relieving your mother or your sister, rather than the foreign one who can help himself on his own? And I told him, certainly, O Lord. Then he added, the second charity most acceptable to my heart is for those who, though living on this earth, are almost like the purging souls. That is, they love me. They always do my will. They interest themselves with my things as if they were their own. Now, if these are oppressed in need in a state of suffering and someone occupies himself with relieving them and helping them, this is more pleasing to my heart than if it were done to others. Then Jesus disappeared, and as I found myself inside myself, it seemed to me that those things did not go according to the truth. So on coming back, my adorable Jesus made me understand that what he had told me was according to the truth. There's only something left to say about the members separated from him, which are sinners, that if one occupied himself with reuniting these members, this would be very acceptable to his heart. The difference that exists is this, that if a sinner were oppressed in the midst of a misfortune, and one occupied himself not to convert him, but to relieve him and help him materially, the Lord would be more pleased if this were done for those who were in the order of grace. In fact, if these suffer, it is always a product either of the love of God for them or of their love for God. While if sinners suffer, the Lord sees in them the mark of guilt and of their obstinate will. This is how I seem to understand after all, I leave the judgment to those who have the right to judge me, whether this goes according to the truth or not. Incredibly interesting. So first, the souls in purgatory, because they cannot help themselves and are completely in God's will. Then those suffering and holy on earth, that we help them, especially when they're not able to, that we bring them relief. Then sinners in converting them. And then after that, the rest, those that are in grace in helping them in their needs. Interesting point there with sinners, because a lot of times people will do acts of charity towards these people. But Jesus would prefer for us to work at converting them first than in helping them in their needs, because implying there, it seems like that often because of their sins, they're in the place where they're at. And perhaps that difficulty will bring about their conversion, so that it's better if we don't bring them relief. Rather, we should first give relief to those who are in grace. Interesting. So at any given moment, those of us that are helping the souls in purgatory are most pleasing to our Lord. And as they are in His will, in helping them, we come into God's will. And those that are already in His will pray for us accordingly in ways that we cannot even begin to understand, that we too may be brought to be in God's will. They will help us. They will pray for us. And we become like those that we pray for, especially in this case, just in the same way that if we have a devotion to a particular saint, we will be like that saint, like Saint Francis of Assisi. You will at some point become a loving, poor penitent, just like him. So likewise, if we pray for the souls in purgatory, they will pray to help us be like them, humble, poor, suffering, and in God's will completely. My friends, if this video has helped you in any way, please like and subscribe and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.